Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
You know, I work with a lot of salespeople who sometimes give me a hard time and say, you know, Colleen, success isn't for everyone. I want to be good and I want to have fun, but I don't need to be on top. And I understand that being on top isn't for everyone. Because let's face it, self-improvement can be a lot of work after all. But let me ask you this. Do you want to do any better than you're doing right now, even if it's just by as little as 1%? If the answer is yes, then consider the following habits of highly successful entrepreneurs and salespeople. One, they're open-minded and the decisions they make are not emotional. They're based on logic and past success. Two, they give back. They're relentlessly focused on adding value to clients and community and not just on growing a business or making more money. Number three, they don't just learn, they do. They actually learn and integrate their learnings into their day-to-day business. Successful people move beyond just learning and reading. They implement quickly, rigorously, and often, even when they might fail. Number four, they have a support system, and I know this one is really true for me. They have a team of mentors, advisors, partners, spouses who offer them solicited, trusted feedback and advice. You can't do this alone. Number five, they take ownership. Successful salespeople know that both rejection and success are temporary and can be replicated by action or inaction. They take ownership of their sales failures as well as their sales successes, and they don't blame others. Number six, they're educated and willing to gather and use examples of proof, research, references, testimonials, and case studies to apply to their own conversations. Now, I don't mean educated in the formal sense, I mean educated in their market sense. Number seven, they're really well-rounded and have the desire to lead a well-rounded life. They actually go on vacation and play sports, throw dinner parties, have hobbies. Successful entrepreneurs have passions outside of work. Number eight, they're tuned in and able to have conversations with others about anything that's going on in the world today. Yes, they read the newspaper. You don't have to worry about being an expert here. Focus on being able to talk about items that your clients, partners, friends, and family might be willing to discuss. In other words, don't be boring. And number 10, they're confident and know how to ignore unsolicited feedback or jealousy from others. They create success on their own terms. And I just realized that I skipped one. So I'll give you number 10.1. They're focused on delivering results, not just on success. You know, these habits that we're talking about here are not rocket science. And I can say without a moment's doubt that I've never met an entrepreneur or a salesperson who is incapable of repeating what these top 10% of their profession do. Most people only lack the desire to try or the willingness to practice something new and refine it to perfection. What changes are you going to make this year to ensure this is your best year yet?
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.